Safe Money Guidance is the name of our show and does not guarantee specific financial results. Claims paying abilities are backed by the issuing product carrier. The Ilgenfritz Financial Group presents Safe Money Guidance with Bill Ilgenfritz. Bill discusses the common concerns that individuals and couples face in the modern retirement. Bill's been serving the retired and soon-to-be retired for 3 decades, right here in central Pennsylvania. The conversation starts now. Welcome to Safe Money Guidance.
Believe it or not, the need to tackle those spring cleaning projects around the house might actually be a part of your DNA. Researchers say as the days get longer in the spring, our bodies, well, they create less melatonin. And that means we have more energy and the desire to shake off everything related to the previous winter. How does that relate to planning for retirement? Well, you're about to find out. Thanks for joining us. Central Pennsylvania, welcome to Safe Money Guidance with Bill Ilgenfritz. I'm Bruce Steinbrock. Bill is president and CEO of IFG Financial. He has 3 locations to serve you: Rodney Road in York, Main Street in Shrewsbury, and Market Street in Camp Hill. Reach out to Bill and the IFG Financial team at 717-535-8500. Bill, welcome to today's show.
Hey, welcome, Bruce.
Let's talk about spring cleaning when it comes to finances. Why is it important for us to check in on finances, not just, you know, once every couple of years? Why is it something we should continually do?
You really need to think about spring cleaning as a part of an annual routine to help your finances get organized, become more efficient, and track and make sure that you're meeting your objectives.
Yeah, no doubt. And when I'm a client at IFG, do you do that annually, semi-annually? How often are you really looking acutely at finances and what people need, you know, adjustments that might need to be made?
We definitely evaluate each client differently. So some clients really were doing that one review a year. Mm-hmm. With some of our other clients, we're doing more of a every 6 months to even quarterly reviews, depending on their investments. So sometimes, Bruce, I think that, you know, like that reducing debt or increasing savings, I think that's something that really the spring cleaning helps us get figured out. You know, for instance, sometimes people have debt and they may not have disclosed all that to us when we first got together, but something came up and they said, you know, well, I needed this kitchen and I took on hypothetically $80,000 of debt. And sometimes if you're not meeting on a regular basis, they didn't necessarily ask for your help or recommendations with that and maybe how they could potentially have done that a little bit differently. So sometimes that comes out of savings. Sometimes it could come from growth on investments. But sometimes people say, well, they were offering a decent rate at the car dealership, or the home improvement person said, well, it was only 6%. So we like to just make sure that they're on top of what they want to be doing. And sometimes we can help them pay less interest and get that debt out of the way.
Mm. You know, Bill talks about the importance of planning, which is a lot really what we're talking about when it comes to spring cleaning. It's put, you know, sticking to a plan. Well, the importance of planning is chapter one, the foreword to his book, which is Roadmap to Retirement. It's also the process he guides you through. If you're an individual or a couple here in central Pennsylvania, Bill has done this for hundreds and hundreds of folks, and he would love to sit down and work with you. In fact, he'd like to give you a copy of Roadmap to Retirement so you can really bone up. And I love this right out of the gate, Bill. You say, in the early 2000s, a gentleman brought his dog into our office, and we found this peculiar, but later we learned he was going to have to go home that evening and tell his wife he'd lost all their money in the stock market, and he didn't want to go home. He probably needed his dog for moral support on that dark day. So you never know what's going to happen.
If you would have saw that guy, he was so dejected. And
I can imagine.
You know, and
you don't want to tell mama you lost it all.
Well, the deal was, is he was in his early 70s, you know, you know, 72 to 75. And that's a very crucial time to not run out of money.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, still had to feed the dog, still had to make sure all those things were good. And he was a client of mine, but he had a very small portion with me. He had a lot in the market, and it's the stuff that we're talking to every day, Bruce. I mean, we're finding so many people that got 99% of their money in the market. And especially at that age, how much can you afford to lose?
Oh, well,
and for so many people, if something went wrong, they're going to have big problems.
No doubt. So, folks, if you want a copy of the book, text book, B-O-O-K, to 717-535-8500. Then you can sit down and talk with Bill and the team. Bill has an entire team that go to work with you. So maybe you're not going to meet with Bill. You're going to meet with a member of the staff as well. Again, all great professionals in York, Shrewsbury, and Camp Hill. 717-535-8500. Text the word book if you want a copy of Roadmap to Retirement. With Bill Ilgen, Fritz, I'm Bruce Steinbrock. This is Safe Money Guidance. Let's talk about some ways that, you know, our spring cleaning checklist might contain. What would go on that list, Bill?
Well, I think spring's a good time to check in on your financial goals or create new ones. I mean, sometimes people say, well, you know, my car's getting a little bit old. I'm really, you know, I wasn't really planning on getting another car, but I think that, and I'm not saying a new car, but another car.
Right. New to you.
New to you. And, you know, we have lots of clients that like new cars. I need that new fresh and that stuff. But we have other ones that are new to them. So it's a good time to check in and how are we going to pay for that? What are we going to do? Switch to online statements and bill pay to help avoid paper clutter. You want to review your bills and subscriptions to see where you are and where you could potentially save money. So we talk about that. And then what about all the other subscriptions that you're paying for that you really don't use? You also got to consider investing in your home improvement projects that can help lower your heating and cooling costs and can help you put equity into your home. So I had a person just the other day call me, Bruce, and said, you know, my wife would really like another kitchen and a bathroom. And we only moved in about 3 to 5 years ago, but we are at the point where we may want to get to one story. So part of what we're going to be doing is having a person come out and give them a recommendation of what are you trying to accomplish? They told me that the person that came in and gave them an estimate was $150,000, Bruce. Ooh. And if you're only going to live there maybe 3 or 4 more years, is it worth putting that kind of money in? So we are having one of our people go out, take a look at what needs done, and then give a second opinion.
Let's talk about that spring cleaning to-do list. You know, we're talking about spring cleaning and our finances, Bill, and we usually spend some time at the start of the year talking about setting those financial goals. How do you help folks check on progress of, you know, if they're sticking to that, you know, retirement income planning checklist?
Well, I think it helps to have somebody that not necessarily that you're accountable to, but an accountability partner. You know, we want to win when you win and, you know, we want you to succeed. And sometimes when they get that, when they get their mortgage paid off, you know, that's a big day for so many people. You know, they've been tackling this thing for, you know, 15, 20, 30 years, and they finally got it paid off. And with a lot of them, we have made recommendations on, you know, maybe adding an extra payment or this is what it's going to take to get it done by the time you're 62 or 65. And when they hit those goals, it's like all this stuff, all the weight is taken off their shoulders. So it's really empowering and people love that. You also want to check your retirement account balances to see if you need to adjust your contributions. If you're getting a legacy plan, you want to update your goals. Have you checked your beneficiary designations and have you gotten started on the basic legal documents? So it's amazing how many seniors, Bruce, that we deal with that have not done that. Well, they don't have a will and they don't have power of attorneys and they don't have those things. And that's the problem is when you don't, Pennsylvania has those all written for you. And we want to make sure it's who you want. We also see people that have beneficiary designations that aren't exactly who they want. And sometimes we see ex-wives, ex-husbands, kids that may have even passed. So we want to make sure that those beneficiary designations are up to date and then make sure that all their little things, you know, we always say, Bruce, raise your hand if you ever got bit by an elephant. And then it's the little things that bite. You know, those beneficiary designations are so important. If you didn't list anybody and, you know, it's going to go through probate and we want your money assets not to go through probate and we want them to go to a named beneficiary. That's one of the things that we pride ourselves on at Ilgen Fritz is that most all your money assets are optional whether they go through probate or not. And you choose that by, are you putting beneficiary designations on them? most every client that we deal with has a beneficiary, and then they have a contingent beneficiary, meaning a primary and a secondary. Sometimes it's a husband to wife, wife to husband, but then it goes to the kids. If they don't have kids, then we're going to name a charity or a nephew or niece or somebody that the money is going to go to, God forbid, if a common disaster happens. You can't prepare for a common disaster. You don't know when that's going to happen. So that's why all these little things need to be taken care of, Bruce.
Sit down with the IFG financial team and worry about those little things with them. They can help take that off your plate. Check it off your list. Reach out today. The phone number is 717-535-8500. 717-535-8500. More safe money guidance after this.
Would you rather pay more or less in taxes? If you want to pay more, don't do anything. If you want to pay less, talk to Bill Ilgenfritz to see what's possible for you. 717-535-8500. 717-535-8500.
When you crash your car, you get it fixed. When your computer crashes, you get a new one. But what will you do if you've been saving in a 401k or IRA and the market crashes? If you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll be just fine. But if you're in or near retirement, you could be in trouble. The Ilgenfritz Financial Group team is here to help. They can run a risk analysis to see if you're too heavily invested in the market. Don't let the ups and downs of Wall Street control you or your retirement dreams. Call 717-535-8500 today to schedule your risk analysis with the Ilgenfritz Financial Group team. That's 717-535-8500. Crashes happen. Question is, are you ready? Ilgenfritz Financial Group, 717-535-8500. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Firm provides insurance services.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at IFG Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 717-535-8500. That's 717-535-8500.
Well, some people spend decades diligently saving for retirement, and they watch their 401ks and their IRAs grow and grow and grow. Why? Because they're adding to it, and their company's doing probably some type of matching and obviously getting some up in the market. Well, here's the important question, though. How much of the money that's in those accounts is actually yours that you get to keep after taxes? If you have, you know, again, $500,000, $1 million or more in your retirement accounts, guess what? Uncle Sam has been your silent partner all along, just rocking in the chair waiting for his cut. And that's what we're going to address here on Safe Money Guidance, along with Bill Ilgenfritz. I'm Bruce Steinbrock. Bill and the team have three locations to serve you: Rodney Road in York, Main Street in Shrewsbury, and Market Street in Camp Hill. Call Bill and the team at 717-535-8500, on the web at ifgfinancial.com. Bill, we talk about this all the time, but we really want to take a deep dive during the next two segments of the show and talk about why tax strategy is so crucial and often overlooked by people when they're thinking of their retirement preparation.
You know, some retirees focus solely on accumulation while overlooking distribution strategies. So it is great and it is fun. One of the things that we do with our growth plus protection strategy is we talk about how we can go about showing you a distribution pattern that can potentially eliminate even having to take RMDs if we do our planning correctly, which means that we can take our IRA accounts or 401ks and distribute them over time. If you were born 1960 or before that, you have to start taking requirement distributions at 73. Now, traditional retirement accounts could create a tax trap where withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income. Now, higher withdrawals to cover taxes can push you into higher tax brackets. Sometimes people are trying to stay in that 12, but when they have to take distributions, it now puts them into that 22% tax bracket. So that's why we like working with our people, making sure that they understand it. With growing national debt, tax rates could increase in the future. Mm-hmm. And this big, beautiful bill that Trump is trying to get passed, he's having some problems right now, and they're not sure if it's going to get passed in June. They think it could get passed in July, bottom line is I was watching the news yesterday, Bruce, and as you know, our national debt is about $37 trillion right now.
Right.
They were projecting it to be $50 trillion.
Oh.
But once again, we think tax rates are going up. So if you like bargain taxes this year, we know that with the Tax Cut and Job Acts of 2017, we have at least 2025 to do some heavy lifting where we know exactly what your tax brackets are going to be. If this big, beautiful bill does get passed, then it may extend those tax brackets for another 5 to 10 years. But what we know is under current law, these are the tax rates, and we think that it's important to, if you like coupons, let's do some heavy lifting right now and use some of these lower tax brackets.
Well, people oftentimes, Bill, hear, you know, tax diversification, and they think they know what that means. But let's talk about true tax diversification and why it's a valuable tool for retirees.
Yeah, well, everybody knows tax deferral, and that's what your 401k or 403b or your 457 plan is, and you know what most people or 90% of the population do in a standard 401k. That simply means that they're putting money in. If they're making $50,000 a year and they're putting 10% of their pay away, that $5,000 goes to work and they did not pay tax on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is growing tax deferred. And then there's taxable bucket, which means that you got a paycheck, you put it into your savings, checking, mutual fund somewhere, and it's growing where if you make some interest on it, you have to pay tax on a yearly basis. And then there's another small bucket that a lot of people don't know a lot about, and that's called the tax-free bucket. That tax-free bucket is a Roth IRA, which means that you're never going to pay tax on that money once you've already paid the tax on it. All the growth is tax-free. So we think creating those three buckets makes a lot of sense. The tax deferred, the traditional, you know, tax deferred, once again, is the 401ks, the traditional IRAs, and then currently taxed, like could be a brokerage account or a savings or a CD, something like that. And then the tax-free bucket. Part of what we want to do is make sure that that provides accounts withdrawals flexibility to help better control your tax brackets in retirement. So sometimes what we're seeing right now, Bruce, is we're seeing people that have a lot of money in that non-qualified account, meaning like CD interest.
Mm-hmm.
What that sometimes can do is help to tax your Social Security. It can help to create more taxation. And it also gets in the way of putting more money in that tax-free bucket, which we think is the most important, the Roth bucket. So if we can move that into a tax-deferred account temporarily, then pay some tax on some of the IRA money, and then we can come back and use some of that other money to pay tax on it down the road. But what it actually does is reduce taxation, and it allows you to get that $10,000 off, keep more of your Social Security in your pocket. And we think that makes a lot of sense. Now, I know that Trump talked about in the big, beautiful tax bill that tax on Social Security was going to go away. It is not currently in that bill. And I don't believe that tax on Social Security is going away anytime soon. I think he's going to try to get it passed before his term is up. But a lot of times people don't understand that when you pay tax on your Social Security, it's possibly to avoid Medicare premium surcharges. I think we're going to get into that in more detail.
Sure.
But a lot of people don't understand that IRMA, which stands for Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount. And when you don't do proper planning, when you don't plan, then you plan to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it just creates more taxation.
Well, in fact, let's dig into that a little bit here, Bill, because I think some people, and by the way, you can reach out to Bill and the IFG team, 717-535-8500, 717-535-8500. Many retirees don't understand the taxation on Social Security. They're thinking, well, heck, I paid that tax when I put it in, right? And, well, mm-hmm. you can be taxed on up to 85%, depending on your adjusted gross income. Also, Medicare factors in there and Medicare premiums. You talked about IRMA. And so you being strategic with your withdrawals is also critical for Social Security and Medicare, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that up to 85% of Social Security can be taxable when you combine certain thresholds. So the thresholds are for married couples, $32,000. The way that you figure it out is if you're going to be taxed on your Social Security, If you don't know if you're paying tax on your Social Security, this is what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to write down 6A on your tax return. 6A is how much Social Security you get. 6B is how much came over to get taxed. And if you don't do some proper planning and you're getting taxed on that Social Security, and then, you know, you take a big distribution from an IRA, that can affect your Medicare premiums. And that's called IRMA, which once again stands for income-related monthly adjustment amounts. And what people don't know is if you're single and you make more than $106,000 of income, part of your Medicare premiums could go up. For couples, it's $212. And what that simply means is that your Medicare premiums aren't now going to be $185 a month, but they're going to now be $259. And depending on how successful you are with your wages into early parts of retirement, meaning up to Medicare age, what they don't realize is that their Medicare premiums can be affected for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And we want to at least bring that to people's attention. I know we had a person the other day that they did not know anything about IRMA. And I wanted to make sure that they did because their income was close to those numbers and actually exceeded the numbers. So what we were doing is talking about their income when they're 63. That's a 2 year look back. They're going to see it when you're 65, what did you make when you were 63 and 64? If you made more than those numbers that I just talked about, 106 or 212 of adjusted gross income, then your Medicare premium, you're going to pay a little bit more for that. And what that affects is Part B and D can increase significantly through IRMA surcharges once your income crosses those specific brackets. Hmm. Now, qualified wealth withdrawal, Roth. Sorry about that. A wackily wabbit. But when you qualified Roth withdrawals, don't count towards these income calculations, potentially keeping you below these key thresholds. So we like talking about Roths, and we like making sure that people have those as part of one of the buckets. And we like it to be a larger portion. For a lot of people right now, they are not the largest portion, but we're convincing more and more people to make that a larger portion of their buckets, Bruce.
Yeah, folks, if you're feeling confused, it's easy to feel confused. This is not what you do for your profession. This is what Bill and his team do. They retirement income plan with individuals and couples right here in central Pennsylvania, and they'd love to sit down with you in a nice, calm, comfortable environment and talk through all things retirement. Reach out today, 717-535-8500. You can call or you can text the word VISIT to set up that initial consultation. Call or text VISIT to 717-535-8500 for Bill Ilgen, Fritz, and IFG Financial. More safe money guidance is straight ahead.
When you crash your car, you get it fixed. When your computer crashes, you get a new one. But what will you do if you've been saving in a 401k or IRA and the market crashes? If you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll be just fine. But if you're in or near retirement, you could be in trouble. The Ilgen Fritz Financial Group team is here to help. They can run a risk analysis to see if you're too heavily invested in the market. Don't let the ups and downs of Wall Street control you or your retirement dreams. Call 717-535-8500 today to schedule your risk analysis with the Ilgen Fritz Financial Group team. That's 717-535-8500. Crashes happen. Question is, are you ready? Ilgen Fritz Financial Group, 717-535-8500. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Firm provides insurance services.
Are you making any mistakes with your retirement plan? Bill Ilgenfritz will show you some of the most common mistakes made in retirement and how you can potentially avoid them at his upcoming dinner event. Register now by going to the website ifgfinancial.com. That's ifgfinancial.com.
Well, the prospect of retirement brings both excitement and maybe a little concern for many Americans. While building your nest egg is certainly important, you are thinking about withdrawing, and how I do that could also be problematic. The potential tax implications of the withdrawals, well, they can dramatically impact how long your money lasts, how much goes to taxes versus how much goes to your pocket, and ultimately, how much you get to enjoy of the hard-earned savings you worked 30 or 40 or 50 years for. You found Safe Money Guidance with Bill Ilgen Fritz. I'm Bruce Steinbrock. Bill and the team can be found on the web at ifgfinancial.com. Three locations across central Pennsylvania, Rodney Road in York, Main Street in Shrewsbury, Market Street in Camp Hill. Reach out today, 717-535-8500. We're doing a deep dive on taxes today. And, Bill, let's talk about some specific action that people can take to create that more tax-efficient retirement strategy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, one, evaluating your current mix of accounts across different tax treatments, both tax-deferred, tax-free, and tax-deferred or taxable, is really the things that you need to do and just understand the different buckets, how they work. You also got to coordinate your Social Security claiming with your withdrawal strategy. Now, sometimes people don't understand that the average senior loses somewhere around $211,000 of benefit by claiming at the wrong time. One of the things that we do is we do what's called a Social Security maximizer, and we're going to show people when we think makes the best time for them to take a distribution and when to start their Social Security. You also got to plan for required minimum distributions or RMDs before they become mandatory. A lot of times people just put it off. I don't have to take it till this time later, and they do nothing. The problem is by doing nothing, they're causing a problem. And for instance, one of the things that we talk about with our clients is we say, okay, if you like being in the 12% tax bracket and right now you make $50,000 a year, do you realize that you could potentially put another $46,000 into a Roth account and still stay in that 12% tax bracket? So we don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting, but if we can do some lifting as opposed to do nothing, it just helps you prepare for retirement and put you in a much better position. There are many ways, additionally, strategies for those who are charitable in mind. We just met with Austin and I just met with a couple that just became clients of ours. And that is one of the things that they want to do. They want to give their whole required minimum distribution to charity. And that particular client needed to do somewhere around $26,000. So now what charity do you think is going to get pretty hyped up when they know that they're getting $13,000 a year from this particular client every year for the next however many years?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't need the money. They don't want, you know, they want to be charitable in nature. So what they didn't know is the way that they were currently doing it with the standard deduction, they weren't getting any bang for their buck. So now we're going to do it as a required minimum distribution. What's going to wind up happening is that required minimum distribution is just going to automatically go to charity, so they don't have to pay any tax on that money, which will keep them in a lower tax bracket.
Well, Bill, in a past life, I was a development officer for a university, and as someone who raised money, when somebody had, and I was able to come across a number of very charitable people, and a lot of times, especially if they were, probably above 75, RMDs were a lot of the ways they were paying pledges or starting new scholarships was through that. And it is connecting a donor with a gift that is, you know, near and dear to their heart is so key. So it does seem also, Bill, like tax laws are changing all the time. And again, we have different administrations coming. I mean, if you live 30 years in retirement, you're going to see several presidents. You're going to see more than several Congresses. So how can retirees create a strategy that helps stay flexible, not just for today, but into the future?
Yeah, well, I think that they have to focus on long-term tax efficiency rather than minimizing taxes in any single year. You can't do all the heavy lifting in 1 year. Obviously, you didn't grow your 401k or 403b into this big pile of money in a year's time. So you can't expect that you're going to be able to reduce your taxes in a single year. But if you think about the long game and you say, if I can do this over 7 or 10 years or even 5 years, it just creates more tax efficiency. You also got to create options through account diversification across different tax treatments. Once again, we talked about Roth. As you know, they're tax-free once you paid the tax on the money. We know that there's tax deferred, which means you don't pay tax till you choose to spend it. And then there's taxable accounts that could be like your savings or CDs or sometimes even mutual funds, depending. So those kind of accounts, regularly review and adjust your strategies as tax laws and personal circumstances change. So part of what we talk about with our clients is we talk about tax preparation, but we also talk about tax planning. So tax preparation is kind of looking in the rear view, and it's what you do in February to April 15th. But our tax strategy planning is done June through August. And essentially what we're doing is we're saying, hey, if you do this, this, and that, do you realize you could reduce your taxes by this much? And a lot of our clients find a lot of value in that tax strategy session because they're able to get a better understanding of why they might do some things right now to make sure that they pay less tax forever. And then you got to consider working with a tax and financial professional who coordinates their advice. Now, the great news is we do taxes and we do financial planning. So we've been doing taxes for the last 25 years. And we've seen lots of people pay more than their fair share. And sometimes they don't want to get out of their own way. But if they're open-minded and they're saying, hey, this tax bill is starting to kill me, I'd really like some professional help, then we can show them ways to reduce their taxes and potentially leave a much larger legacy to their loved ones if that's what's important to them.
Mm-hmm. Folks, again, Bill and the team would love to sit down with you. Comfortable environment either in York, in Shrewsbury, in Camp Hill. And it's really like coming around the kitchen table and having those important conversations like you did with your folks. And Bill and the team, again, it's getting multiple sets of eyes on what you have. They're the CFO, the chief financial officer, leading you, guiding you along the path. You are the CEO of your plan. You're in charge. These are your plans. They're your dreams, everything that you want to do in retirement. But Bill wants you to just help connect those dreams with your resources. Reach out today and start the conversation, 717-535-8500, 717-535-8500. Bill and the team also put on many dinner seminars, lunch and learns, educational events. You can go to ifgfinancial.com and click on attend an event to find a date and time that work into your schedule. Remember to reserve your spot because space is limited. That's ifgfinancial.com and click on attend an event. This is Safe Money Guidance. He's Bill Ilgen Fritz. I'm Bruce Steinbrock. And the decisions that you make about retirement account withdrawals, they can impact the tax implications as we've described throughout this, Bill. But let's talk about as you sit down. I mean, you talked earlier about what's the software that you use as you're trying to show people the tax that they're paying already.
Well, we use a couple different softwares. Yeah.
So you really get some visual illustration of where you're at, and then this is what would happen if you went with this plan, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to show you how quickly we could potentially get to the finish line with making sure that you don't have to take required minimum distributions. And for a lot of our clients, they never have to take required minimum distributions because we did some planning ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So I think you got to start with a full picture. We look at everything, account types, income sources, Social Security, pension and healthcare cost. Everyone's mix is different. So their withdrawal plan should also be different. You also got to layer in income smartly. We coordinate withdrawals from taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free accounts to keep you in the most favorable tax bracket. The goal to avoid unnecessary taxes, like getting bumped into higher brackets or triggering tax on Social Security, or even putting you into IRMA, is things that we don't like to do. Factor in timing. So sometimes it makes sense to delay Social Security or start drawing from IRAs early. Other times it's the opposite. We build a timeline that works for your goals, not just generic rules of thumb. So just like you said earlier, Bruce, you know, the client is the driver. We like to think of ourselves as we are the guardrail. So when you do GPS, and we talk about growth plus protection, but if you ever use GPS to get to a destination, as you know, there's two or three different ways that you could get there. We like to make sure that you understand that if you want to turn right, but we're saying you should turn left, Let's go right, and then we'll tell you how we can go about doing what it is that you want to do long term. The other thing that we would talk about, Bruce, is including strategies like Roth conversions. If it's right fit for you, we will gradually move money from a tax-deferred to a tax-free while rates are low. That can save a lot of long-term money for you or your kids. We also have to keep it flexible. Your plan isn't set in stone. We adjust over time, and tax laws change, income needs change, and market conditions change. So we want to make sure that it's flexible so we can get out ahead of these tax law changes if we see some coming down the road.
So you're like Siri, you're the GPS voice in my head when I'm used, and you say turn left.
I think it's one of those things that people can understand. So,
yeah.
You know.
You can explain it like golf. You're the caddy, I'm the golfer, right? If I'm standing over the putt and you give me advice, I can say, I disagree. Or, okay, I see what you're seeing, and I'm going to hit the putt, right?
Right. And once again, then we're going to adjust, and we're going to make corrections, and we're going to just over time. That's how we work. So there's never any pressure. That's what you want to do. Great. Sometimes we're going to tell you why you may not want to do that. But once again, it's your money, it's your decisions, and we're here to help.
Absolutely. Again, three locations for IFG Financial across central Pennsylvania: Rodney Road in York, Main Street in Shrewsbury, and Market Street in Camp Hill. The phone number to reach out, 717-535-8500, 717-535-8500, and we've got more Safe Money Guidance with Bill Ilgenfritz straight ahead.
$3.4 trillion. That's how much money retirees are losing out on because they filed for Social Security at the wrong time. Do you know when the best time is for you? Call Bill Ilgenfritz to learn what filing strategies make sense for you. 717-535-8500. That's 717-535-8500.
A quarter, just 25 cents. That's hardly anything, right? But Bill Ilgenfritz and his team at Ilgenfritz Financial Group see quarters a little differently. A quarter is a lot when it's a quarter of your retirement savings. Do you want to pay 25% or more in taxes during your retirement? Bill can create a plan to help address that. If the only time you think about taxes is when you file them, you do not have a tax strategy. But it's not too late to get one. With help from Bill Ilgenfritz, act now to make sure you are not paying a quarter, a dime, or even a penny more than you should. Call Bill Ilgenfritz and the team at Ilgenfritz Financial Group at 717-535-8500 to schedule your personalized tax strategy session. A quarter saved is a quarter earned. Call 717-535-8500 now. That's 717-535-8500. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice.
Inflation, it never stops. Do you understand how it can impact your retirement savings? Find out by calling Bill Ilgenfritz today, 717-535-8500. That's 717-535-8500.
Well, there are some words of wisdom that have stood the test of time. And today here on Safe Money Guidance, we're going to go over a few of those pieces of timeless advice for you to keep in mind and show you how it pertains to retirement income planning. You found Safe Money Guidance with Bill Ilgenfritz of IFG Financial. Bill and the team at IFG have three locations to serve you throughout the greater central Pennsylvania area. Rodney Road in York, that's the main office. That is the mothership. It's where Bill started it all. And he's been able to expand over the years south in Shrewsbury on Main Street and north in Camp Hill on Market Street. You can reach out to Bill and the IFG Financial Team, 717-535-8500. And we really appreciate you listening to the show. We know so many of you have. You're interacting with Bill and the team and calling in and coming in and sitting down. And you've been able to help a lot of folks here, Bill, over the last, 5, 7, 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this now for
30 some years.
But yes, we have done a lot of really great planning, and it seems like as you help more families achieve their retirement goals, then you know, there's more referrals and there's more people saying, hey, I heard you, you know, Tom and Joni and they're friends of ours, or they live right up the street and they've, you know, I'd like to get together with you and meet. And it just makes it easier to help even more people.
Absolutely. So thanks again for tuning into the show and for interacting with Bill and the team. All right. Some timeless advice. First one comes from Ben Franklin, guy that, well, I'd say he was well ahead of his time. But Ben said, beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. And in retirement, Bill, if you have a small leak over the course of time, it could leak your great ship of the money you've been saving over your retirement. Now, let's talk about how this quote pertains to retirement income planning.
It can pertain to it in a lot of different ways. You know, I think that one of the things that people don't always consider is what their fees are.
Oh, yeah.
And fees can be a big drain on a ship. We had met with some clients here, and what they didn't know is what their fees were. And what they didn't know is that they were paying somewhere around $22,000 in fees.
Ooh, a year?
A year. Bruce.
Holy smokes.
And when I talk about that, you know, if she had a million, he had a million, that's a huge fee for money under management. And we think that's crazy. Their advisor was having them pay fees on all their money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think that's crazy. So we pointed that out, and that client now is a client of ours as opposed to where they were. I think that fees are one of those things that, you know, you really have to know the numbers. The other thing is withdrawal penalties. Sometimes with some annuities, there are withdrawal penalties if you go over 10%. So you need to know where your income's coming from so that doesn't happen. But sometimes people don't get all the information. Now, as a fiduciary, you have to disclose this stuff, Bruce. Withdrawal penalties can be a big killer. Also, taxes. A lot of people don't realize just how much they're going to pay in tax when they start taking money out of their retirement accounts. You know, people say, well, I saved all this money, but when they realize that, you know, a third of it is the government's, and then it isn't quite as big of a number. So we want to make sure that people understand really those things. Fees, withdrawals, and taxes are some of the things that we think can sink a great ship.
Great information there, folks. Reach out to Bill and the team if you want to start the conversation. Get some analyzation, some eyes on your retirement portfolio. 717-535-8500. The next piece of timeless advice comes from the 16th president of the United States, Mr. Abraham Lincoln. He was the president I probably, growing up in history class, the one that I really drew to. I connected with him and did a lot of book reports and things growing up. But Abe Lincoln said, you cannot escape the responsibility of tomorrow by evading it today. You can't just cover it with dirt and think it's going to go away. So no doubt the responsibility of tomorrow starts right now, right, Bill?
Yeah, I really think that it does. And I think that right now with the market having the fluctuation that it's having, it's amazing how many people now are calling us that may have said, I'm good. you know, the market's going up. I'm going to just keep riding it and doing that stuff. But, you know, we were making recommendations once again with that GPS, growth plus protection. And they said, no, I just like the growth element. I don't want to talk about that protection bucket. And now they're, I don't want to say they're wishing they would have, but they are now choosing to implement that out and making sure that they protect more of their money. Because, you know, 5 years from retirement and 5 years in retirement can be the most crucial years in your lifetime. Because if you lose a bunch of money 5 years in, 5 years out, you know, once you started retiring, they're really devastating. And they're, sometimes it's something that you can't really come back from.
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure that there's some, you know, growth plus protection we think equals success.
717-535-8500, the number to reach out to Bill and the IFG financial team. Here's another heavy hitter, though. This one, a little closer in age, although he's almost 100 years old now. But the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, he said, I've never attempted to make money on the stock market. I buy on the assumption they could close the market the next day and not reopen it for 10 years. I mean, again, he's been such a buy and hold guy for so long. Now, last, you know, the summer of 2024, he started going to cash and it got people's attention. Well, I mean, again, what happened in 2025 certainly got other people's attention. And then Warren sitting there ready to start buying in. But I mean, this is a guy that's been around the market for a long, long time.
Yeah, you know, I went out to see a buddy of mine in Omaha. And we had had dinner like right down the street from Warren's house. So we decided that we would drive past and, you know, it's a very modest house.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just amazing that a guy with all that money chooses to live in a small home that he, you know, he's had for the last 40 plus years and, you know, drives a simple car and, you know, just lives a very simple life. But, the stock market can definitely be your friend. It can be your foe. And I don't know many people that could wait for the market to reopen in 10 years. But what I do know is he buys a lot of things that he likes. And for instance, Coca-Cola.
Yep.
In good times or bad times, are people going to buy Coke if they like Coke?
Pretty much. Yep.
They're going to go to it. You know, if you need home improvements, are you going to go to Home Depot? Or are you going to just say, "Nah, I'll cut my own wood in the backyard"? you're gonna go to Home Depot and pick up your lumber. So it's those kind of things that he likes to purchase, and you know, just things that you use all the time. So that's his been his philosophy, and he has made billions by doing it right. So.
It is amazing to see the amount of companies that he owns, NetJets, See's Candy. In fact, I've had the opportunity to go to Omaha for the Berkshire Hathaway stockholders meeting. My sister holds some stock with Berkshire Hathaway, and so she invited me as a guest. And, I mean, it's amazing just to see it all.
Yeah, I would love to. Hey, man, maybe you can get me to Omaha.
We're going to do that one. We're going to do that one day.
It would be really cool. Omaha is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
We're going to have a fun. When we do that, Bill, we're going to have some fun.
Good. I'm excited.
All right. The final quote today. This is timeless advice. It was financial author Jonathan Clements, and he once said, "Retirement is like a long vacation in Vegas. The goal is to enjoy it to its fullest, but not so fully that you run out of money." Oh, how true it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, Vegas is a fun place to go, but, you know, if you're putting it all on red and it comes up black, you could have a big problem. If it comes up red, you know, you're a big winner. But we think retirement planning is way too important, and we think that with that GPS and that we use the Growth Plus Protection, what I think a lot of our clients find is that they may say, well, I need $5,000 a month, and then I want to make sure that, you know, those three phases of retirement. You remember them, right, Bruce?
Oh, yes, I do. We have the go-go years when we're going to travel and have fun. We have the slow-go years where we might stay, you know, maybe only an hour away from home in our travels. And then we have, where my mom is right now, the no-go years when getting around becomes harder and we want to stay in a safe space.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that you have the income you're going to need to never run out of money. So that's why we talk about those annuities and the long with the income streams that you can never outlive. We talk about growing your money in the market. Now, obviously, when the market's dropping like it is right now, we're not really tapping into that money. We're using the other protected bucket. And, you know, when we have enough income, you're never going to run out of money. So now, once again, with some of those income buckets, if you live long enough, you may not leave a ton of money to your kids. But I have lots of people that say, you know, I got them through college. I got them through their bought to help them buy their first home. I did all these things. I'm not really worried about them anymore. They're doing better than we are. So the parents are having a whole lot more confidence, spending more money, doing some fun things. And, you know, we typically are going to show people living on more money than they thought they needed and showing them with some really good accuracy that they're never going to run out of money, and actually they're going to have money left over at the end. So I do believe it's like going on a vacation to Vegas, but you really got to make sure that you put, you know, just like with some betting, you got to put some caution in there, and you got to have some protected stuff, or know that you're not going to tap into those funds. And we can show you how to get a great income stream going, so you never have to worry about that or running out of money.
When you hit that jackpot, tuck it in your pocket and go the other way. Mm-hmm. Vegas doesn't like it, but you will. Folks, again, if you want to sit down and start talking about your retirement income, maybe you want to find out about a dinner seminar that's going on, and Bill and the team, you've been hearing him talk about those. You want to get a copy of his book. I mean, just so many things that Bill provides you a way to educate yourself on all things retirement. Here's the phone number to call, 717-535-8500. You can also find Bill and the team on the web at ifgfinancial.com. That's going to wrap up Safe Money Guidance for this week, Bill. It's my turn to buy. We're going to have steak and eggs today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Bruce.
You've been listening to Safe Money Guidance with Bill Ilgenfritz. To learn more about Bill and his team, visit ifgfinancial.com. That's ifgfinancial.com.
Safe Money Guidance is the name of our show and does not guarantee specific financial results. Claims paying abilities are backed by the issuing product carrier.
A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. Annuities are insurance products that may be subject to fees, surrender charges, and holding periods, which vary by insurance company. Annuities are not FDIC insured. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not designed to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Ilgenfritz Financial Group. This radio show is a paid placement.